Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today, my friends, I'm going to tackle a very large task, one that I'm hoping I can accomplish but may not be able to. And that is to try to shed some light on people out there that have no idea what they're talking about. That doesn't sound right. Not no idea about what they're talking about. No idea what I'm talking about. Yeah, I want you to imagine this, if you could. Could you ever imagine waking up one day and finding out that there was a whole other way to live your life? A completely different way to do things? That meant that you would be able to make 10 times the amount of money you've ever made in your life and work one-tenth the amount of time you've ever worked? What if you just woke up and found out that were true? Would that not just mentally destroy you, that you'd spent your whole life, 20, 30, 40, 50 years working, to find out maybe at the end of your life that you could have done it differently? You see, the pain of finding out the truth is so strong that most people do not want to find it out. And even when someone sheds some light on it, and a friend of yours or a relative of yours says, hey, look at what I found, your brain cannot comprehend it. Your brain cannot comprehend it because, first of all of us tend to believe that we're the sharpest knife in the drawer. And if we don't believe that, we believe we don't care. One of the two. And so when someone tells you you could work one-tenth as much as you're working now and earn 10 times what you're earning now, in your brain, that's just not fathomable. Just couldn't happen, couldn't be, cannot happen. So when you start listening to this show for the first time, or you go back and you start indulging in the podcast, which is what most people do, once they've heard one show, they'll go in and consume the podcast voraciously. What you're going to find out is that these ideas just don't make sense to you. Now, there's a various positions you could take on that. One is skepticism. This guy's just a charlatan. You know, the 25,000 customers that he has over the 25 years that he's been doing this, and all of the stories week after week on the Tell Dell shows, or month after month in case study after city after city after city, people getting up and talking about the successes they've had, all of that is fake. These guys have just made it all up. They're paying these people off. For 25 years, they've been able to pull off this ruse that no one ever has been able to, you know, come back and figure out how they did it. That's one approach. You could take that approach. Another approach is, the exact opposite and go, well, heck, if they can do it, I can do it too. And take a completely diametrically opposed position that if it's really true it can be done, it's got to be easy because I'm the smartest guy I know. I'm the sharpest blade in the drawer. And I'll just go out there and do it myself. And you'll meet somebody like that, and they went out there and tried it themselves, and you'll get one of two answers. One answer is, I did it all wrong, and I didn't know I did it all wrong until I came to Dell Seminar, and then I figured out I did it all wrong. But you know what? Even when I did it all wrong, I still did better off than I would have with my 401k and my IRA. Other people just do it so poorly that it blows them up. And then you hear the stories from their friends and from your relatives. It's all about taxes, tenants, and toilets, and painting stuff, and cleaning stuff, and doing work, and chasing people down for rent. And these horrible stories just come to light from people who just try to do it without any education information whatsoever. And so if you hear those stories first, then you might become a skeptic even just from the stories. So you've got a different level of skepticism. You have one level of skepticism says it's just got to be a charlatan. This is one of those midnight madness, you know, something for nothing midnight madness guru guys that's making up stuff that doesn't really work and, you know, advertising it all over the country. Or you take the other approach and say, hey, I know real estate works. You know, I'm just going to go out there and do it. And then you blow it all up. So now you have the other opposite approach of saying, you know, I hate this. This isn't what it was cracked up to be. It was a problem. It was difficult. It was impossible. It didn't do all the things it said it would do because you didn't know how to do it right. You didn't do it correctly. And there are 1,000 little things you're going to need to know, which takes me 2 days to teach you 800 of them and the rest of your investment career to learn the other 200 of them. But in 2 days, I'm going to have you up to speed with about 800 ideas you never thought you even could ever believe. Now come along to the radio shows. The radio shows are here as a way to get to you and stimulate your thought process for further investigation. The radio show is not designed to be an educational product. It's really more designed to be a edutainment product. Edutainment is where you're getting a little education. You're getting some of the stuff around the edges to pique your interest, but it's mostly entertainment. It's mostly something you would enjoy listening to, so it's not just a boring classroom educational type style. That's just not what radio is about. Radio is about listenership. And so I have to breach that conversation to be able to touch both ends of those brackets. The challenge, though, my friends, is that the amount of information that I can give you on a six-minute segment, on a radio segment, is never going to be and never will be enough to go do this stuff. And so even though I continue to try to explain some of this stuff, some people just don't get it. They don't get that you have to know a lot about what I'm teaching you to be able to answer the questions that you ask so easily, so rapidly, and so repetitively. You ask three questions in one email, and each question is a three-hour seminar to teach you how to do what it is you're asking. Now, I just wanted you to understand that today, because I'm going to go into some of these emails that are very difficult and try to make heads nor tails out of them. Again, I can only touch the surface. There's no way we can go deep into what we're doing. So we start out here today with the first email. It says, I love to listen to your show. You mentioned on your radio, on the radio to invest real estate and, I'm sorry, I misread this. You mentioned on your radio to invest real estate and tax-free. I don't even think that's grammatically correct. You meant 1030, did you mean 1031 exchange or refinancing? There's always a cost to do that as far as I know. Now, let's look at this email. Besides the fact that it's grammatically incorrect, I don't even know really what it means, so how do you answer this question? They're saying, you mentioned on radio to invest real estate and tax-free. Okay? That's not even a correct question. How do you answer something like that? Now, let's assume they're saying, are they saying, asking this question, if you invest in real estate correctly, can the income be tax-free? And the answer is yes. And not just in one way, because they're saying 1031 exchange, they're saying cash out refinance, but there's also another way, and that's through depreciation. So you literally can go buy a piece of real estate. If done correctly, your depreciation will cover your rental income, and that rental income will be tax-free. Then you do that for the rest of your life, and eventually you may want to sell that property, and at that point you can do a 1031, and all those taxes that would have been due if you sold that property and didn't do a 1031 would now be rolled into the next property, along with any capital gains you might have had to pay taxes on. So now you pay no taxes again. You can hold that property for as long as you want, and maybe you want to sell that one and move to another one. You can 1031 again, and you continue to do that the rest of your life and never pay taxes. And then when you die, all of those taxes that are owed, all of them, are forgiven. And your family inherits your real estate in what is known as a stepped-up basis, and they then start depreciating it all over again so that their income from that property is tax-free. Now, that's a three-hour seminar I just condensed into a two-and-a-half-minute statement. There's so much you need to know to make that work, but it does work. We're going to take a short break if you want to call, and if you got questions today, we got plenty of time for them. The number here is 877-655-6755. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to getmymapnow.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Ask any of the members and mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they will tell you it's not how smart you are or how long and how hard you work. It's whether you have the right map to begin with. Will your current career path lead you to financial independence? Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to meet some of the members who are on the right map and on their way to financial freedom. Whether you're new to real estate investing or consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited can take you to the next level. Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to take your first step.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retail.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we are trying to traverse the large chasm of information between the average American out there that thinks he has to work for 40, 50, 60 years of his life, save, and then hope that he dies before he runs out of money at the end of his life, with the idea that, hey, two to five years after you start investing in real estate done the correct way, the way we teach you to do it, you could be able to replace your earned income with passive income to the extent you could make the decision if you wanted to continue to work or not. Completely different concept, a different derivation. So the last email that we read and when we went to break was about, can you really get real estate income tax-free? So I quote an email I got just July 6th. I got this from Gary. It says, I will do my best to keep it simple. We just got our taxes back a couple weeks ago, and we finally did it tax-free. My wife and I have had a difference of opinion on how to invest. She wanted to pay off the house, and I wanted to leverage. After listening to your podcast and attending your classes, she gave me permission to do it your way. After going through the tax return and our numbers, here are the results for 2015. We sold three underperforming properties and leveraged others that were paid off. We purchased two larger properties. Our cash flow increased from $8,000 a month to just over $10,000 per month. Our net worth increased by $350,000, and we were able to take an additional $24,000 loss against my wife's chiropractic income since I am a real estate professional. So the $10,000 cash flow is tax-free. This is amazing. I think I have finally showed and convinced the wife that this can be, that there can be tax-free income when done correctly. Thank you, Lifestyles. Thank you, Del, for the map. So not only did he earn the $10,000 a month of real estate income tax-free, he took an additional $24,000 worth of deductions that were created by the real estate and lowered his wife's personal income tax, earned income tax, by $24,000 that year. So out there in your brain right now, you're thinking there's no way that could actually happen. You can't go earn $120,000 a year tax-free. No Social Security, no Medicare, and no income tax. And even after earning all that tax-free, take another $24,000 off your wife's earned income. That's just too much for the average person to be able to fathom. But it's true, right? But to earn, to understand how to do it, you're going to have to come spend 2 days with me. I can't tell you how to do that over a podcast or a radio show. The next email is very complicated. It says, I've been thinking about my conversation with Lifestyles prospect Frank, won't give out his name, throughout the day today. I believe his situation, questions, and concerns are what I will be hearing from many Lifestyles prospects here in Arizona. Here is what I heard him saying and asking last night at supper. I'm putting the prospect's words in italicized. I'm 60-ish years old. I listen to Del on the radio regularly and like his message about real estate. investing, and retiring. I have a good job. I have two daughters. One is currently in college, and one is living with me while she finishes her student teaching until she can get her full-time teaching job. I own a nice home. I like real estate, and I have been involved in real estate in the past. How do I retire, replace my income from a good job, in 2 to 7 years buying single-family homes that have $100 to $200 a month positive cash flow per month? If we use an average $200 per month positive cash flow per month here in Arizona, I'm supposed to buy 20 to 25 of these things in 2 to 7 years? How? If I can buy them, how am I supposed to manage them? My job is good, but I don't have the time or the inclination to manage even a few houses, never mind that many. If I pay the third-party management, there will be even less cash flow left over. Okay, I'm going to stop there because there's more, but let's just cover some of what he's made up, what he's brought up already. First of all, you got to take a look at this situation is, can you buy 25 houses? Let's just start with that premise. Could you buy 25 houses in 5 to 7 years? Absolutely. We have had people buy 25 houses within 2 years, 3 years. I myself bought 4 single-family houses as individual purchases. Then I bought a 10-unit, which was 5 duplexes. So I had 14. And then I went and bought a 30-house package, which was 15 duplexes. And that became 45 houses, just like that. Boom, 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 boom. But others have done it too. Lots of people at Lifestyles have done it. I don't know how many. We don't keep track of details. We don't have statistics like that. But there have been many people that have done it. Next, I don't want to manage it. Okay. Well, first of all, if you had $200 a month positive cash flow, which he's saying what he has, we get $500 a month positive cash flow. So I don't know why they get such low cash flow over there, but maybe they buy them over here instead. We get $500 a month positive cash flow, not $200. So buy them in Texas. And you've got 20 houses making $500 a month. That's $10,000 a month. And you can't afford $1,000 a month for a management company to take care of those? Now think about it. You can't afford that? Or even $2,000 a month. Come on. Think about it. You can't afford $2,000 a month out of a $10,000 profit to let somebody else manage them for you? Of course you can. Your concept is just blocked by you can't envision that you could even buy 20 houses. But you can. Now let's take it one step even further. Right? The next step is, why do you even need to buy 20 houses? Why don't you buy one apartment complex and put a management company to run it? The management company fee is a part of the expenses that are in the estimated and projected income. It's not on top of the projected income. It's a part of the projected income and expenses that are in the financial statement. So why can't you do that? You could buy $10,000 worth of income right away. Now, I want to see what this guy said he made as far as income. Did he say in here? He says, I want $100 to $300 cash flow per month. So he's saying average $200. No, that's per house. So he doesn't really say so far in the email what it is he's trying to replace. But everything that he's saying he can't envision happen can absolutely happen so far, right? And his lower estimation of only $200 per month positive cash flow, he says I make $100 to $300. That's an assumption that he's making that you can only get $100 to $300. So let's say you get $300 and you have 20 houses. Now you have $6,000 a month. You can't afford to pay $1,000 of that to let somebody manage it. So you at least make $5,000 a month extra. Then he goes on, should I buy a small apartment? Do they get 10 to 20% cash flow? How would I manage one of those? You don't manage it. You let someone else manage it. You let a management company manage it. And what do these things earn? An apartment complex, cash flow-wise, earns anywhere from 7%, and I'm earning 7% on one that I'm thinking about buying. I'm not earning it, but I'm looking at it. I would be willing to make 7, up to 30%. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back. Come back into this.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com. That's getmymapnow.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, or even the cat. Need him to deliver the message? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a click away. Go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
We know you're out there hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life. At Lifestyles Unlimited, it's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're trying to clean up some of the misconceptions, trying to enlighten some of the dark areas of the understanding of how some people can work one-tenth as much as other people and make 10 times more money than they do. The last email that I didn't time correctly for this last segment, we're talking about, the guy was asking about what kind of returns you see on apartment complexes. Well, this is a 6-hour conversation, because first of all, there's a continuum of apartment complex deals. There's yield plays, which are designed just to get you a cash flow. There are value plays where you don't get any cash flow up front, but you get a large, very large capital gains. In those types of deals, you're aiming to do anywhere from 100 to 300% return on the capital gain. On the yield plays, you're looking to make somewhere between 7 and 15% on the cash flow. Now, once you hold an apartment for a while, the cash flow, and you improve and raise the rents and get rid of the vacancy, the cash flow goes up radically. So something that might only be paying you 7 to 10% the first year might go up to 12 to 15 to 20 to 30. And eventually what happens is people will take the money out of it. The new value, because of all the new income, the property will become so valuable and the income will be so high, you'll have more income than you have depreciation. So people won't want to leave it in there. They don't want to keep making that much money because it's not tax-free. So what they'll do is they'll refinance and pull all the equity out of there that they can tax-free. And they could pull out 100% of their money, 200% of their money. I've seen that before, you know, pulled out of a deal over a period of years, 4 or 5 or 10 years. You might pull out 200 or 300% of your original investment and still own the investment. Now, to say that the investment earns between 7 and 15%, is that really true? If you have nothing invested in the deal, you've pulled your money out, at least 100% of your money out, but maybe even more. But once that money's gone, what is the rate of return? Well, it's actually infinite if you look at it by what you have invested in it. If you look at what equity you still have in the deal, because you're leaving equity in, you're never taking all your equity out. You're leaving at least 20% equity in the property. With that equity being considered the basis for the calculation, then you're earning somewhere between 7 and 15%. So, you know, when you look at this guy's saying, well, if these apartment deals really only own, and he writes in here, isn't it really 7 to 9%? Well, the ones you look at are 7 or 9% of the ones have been totally leveraged out. The money's been pulled out of them. Or it's a brand new project that isn't up and running correctly yet. And so it starts out at 7 to 9% to be looked forward to 12, 15, 20% in the future, these types of things. And or it's earning 7 to 9% after we pulled 100% of our money out. What you have to understand is there is a multitude of things that are going on at the same time and techniques that we're using to facilitate the goal that we have, which is to continue to make as much money as we can without paying taxes on the money. And each and every one of those techniques is going to change the rate of return on the deal at different points, places in the deal. Then add the fact that from a continuum of far left to a continuum of far right between yield and value play, there's 1,000 different variations in there. In other words, you've got variations between left and right, and you've got the variations between up and down. You've got the variations between, is it a completed project, a beginning project, or a mature project? So when this gentleman is talking to this other gentleman, and the guy is saying, I listen to the show, but I just don't see how I can do this, the reason he can't do it is because he hasn't come to the two-day seminar. That's why he can't even envision that he can't do it, or that he could do it. That's the real challenge to the whole thing. And the gentleman that's writing the email is a really nice guy. I know him. But the problem is Steve doesn't do anything the way I do it. He admits that he does it his way, the way he grew up doing it, because he did real estate before he met Lifestyles. So he has limited his potential results. If this guy has money, we could take his money and we could put it in passive deals. He wouldn't have to do a thing. He wouldn't have to sign for any debt. He wouldn't have to locate, evaluate, negotiate anything. He wouldn't have to manage anything. He wouldn't have to do anything. Just put his money in with somebody else. That's another way he could go after it. And in 2 to 7 years, it's not going to happen in 2 years, but in 2 to 7 years, he can end up with as many as 18 different projects, 20 different projects. We get people now coming on Intel Dell telling you stories about, I own 18 apartment complexes now. And all I did was I put $50,000 with this guy, $100,000 with that guy, $75,000 with this guy, and they just put, they bought in to all these other deals. And hey, the next thing that I want to get across on this is incrementalism. The incrementalist concept is, if I can't have it all, I don't want to do it. If you can't guarantee me you can retire me in 2 to 7 years, I'm not even going to start. It's not even worth it. And then I ask you, why? What do you have in place of this? A 1% or less return in everything you're doing? A hope that the stock market doesn't go down 40% the year that you retire? There is no alternative even close to what we do. And the all-or-nothing approach to life generally leaves you with nothing, because you're never going to get all in one day. There's a saying, you can have anything you want in life, you just can't have everything you want in life. So if you want to have a retirement plan that works, then you're going to have to do it the way we teach you to do it. If you want to do it the way you want to do it, then you're just going to have to realize it's not going to work. That's the reality. Next email says, we've been listening and need clarification on your stance on taking money out of an IRA or 401k prior to the magic age of 59 and a half. Do you believe that the gain slash income on the property is worth 10% penalty for early withdrawals? Or is there something we're missing in the loop, or we're out of the loop somehow? Look, this is another three-hour seminar, but I'm going to just scratch it a little bit here in the next 4 minutes. First of all, the money you're earning inside of your 401k and your IRA is a ticking time bomb. You're going to have to pay taxes on that money someday. Now, if you pull the money out today, whatever amount, let's just make up a number. Let's say you pull out $100,000 today and you pay taxes on it, right? And so you have to pay an extra $10,000 in taxes. And then we take that $100,000 and we double it by next year or 2 years, and now we have $200,000 outside of your 401k or your IRA. But the $200,000 that we have isn't going to get taxed. It's tax-free income when done correctly. So would you rather want to be now taking the $200,000 out of your IRA or 401k and paying taxes on $200,000? Think about it. If you're paying 30% income tax plus 10% penalty, you're paying $40,000 on the $100,000. If you waited till it was $200,000, you'd be paying $80,000. Right? So you're always better to take the money out when you're in the earliest stages of your investments, when the money's not as large. Because once we start doing things to double or create exponential growth, you don't want to pay taxes on that kind of income. You'd be making so much money, you're going to go, man, I don't want that tax. Secondly, you can't do what we do inside of a 401k or an IRA. You can't use leverage inside of those things. So if you've got $100,000 in your 401k, all you can do is buy one house. One house is not going to make you $100,000 in a year or two. You need an apartment, but you can't do it inside of the 401k, right? So most people have elected, after speaking to their tax lawyers, CPAs, advisors, after taking my two-day seminar, and then going back and discussing with their own personal financial advisors, most people elect to pull the money out as soon as possible, even though they have to pay taxes, because they want to take as much money as they possibly can get their hands on and start growing at an exponential rate. That's what most people do. Now, when you first hear that the first time, you probably think I'm insane. But the truth of the matter is, I have no 401ks. I have no IRAs. I pulled all my money out, and now I'm worth quite a few millions of dollars. Because I did. If I would have left it in there, I would have nothing. In fact, the truth of the matter is, I do have one IRA that I started when I was 18 years old, my first job, and my dad said, you need to start an IRA, and I put $2,000 in it. I am now 59 years old, so that's 40 years later. It's been sitting in a mutual fund for 40 years. That $2,000 is now worth $8,000. Wow. The $2,000 I bought a house with, my first rent house, it made me over $100,000 between cash flow, right, and capital gains. So which would I'd rather done? Obviously, I'd rather get the money out and get it invested correctly and start making large gains in a tax-free environment. Our number here is 877-655-6755. If you've got a question, we got an answer. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Walmsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com. That's getmymapnow.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're just trying to fill in some blanks, some of the emails that I get from the people who don't really truly understand what we're talking about. Next one says, I'm listening to your podcast and I'm planning to retire the first of next year. I'll be rolling over my 401k into an IRA. Would like to invest it. Is it true that I can invest the money and double my money? How long does that normally take, and what sort of annual return can I expect? Franco, you can't double your money if it's in an IRA because you can't use leverage. All right? The only way you're going to be able to double your money is just take your 401k money out and invest it outside of an IRA or a 401k account, because you have to use leverage to get a high enough rate of return to be able to double your money. Now, once you understand that and you're willing, and if you're willing to take that step, then you can go out there and you can buy an apartment complex with the money. And by increasing the income of the apartment complex by just 10%, that 10% increase in profit equates in most cases to very close to, if not 100% gain on your invested dollar. So let's consider you've got 20% invested in a deal, right? So you've got $250,000 invested in a $1 million deal. That's 25%, I'm sorry. And that property earns $100,000 a year in net operating income. After you have income minus expenses, it nets $100,000 a year. Now, let's say it's a 50-unit apartment complex, and it's 80% occupied, and we increase the occupancy from 80 to 90%. That's a 10% increase in income. That 10% increase is about a $30,000 a year increase. You add that to the NOI of $100,000, you have $130,000 with a net operating income, and that makes the property worth $1.3 million. Before it was worth $1 million, now it's worth $1.3 million. You've increased the value of the property by $300,000. But you've only got $250,000 of your own money in there. So that's over 100% return. However, again, I got to share with you, if you're going to try to do this your own way and do it in an IRA, you'll never be able to do that. You can't get those types of returns. Now, get this. When we have that $300,000 gain, we're going to refinance that out. And we will be able to pull out $250,000, and we'll pull that money out by refinancing, which is going to mean the $250,000 that comes out is tax-free. Wow. That's interesting. So, yeah, you paid some taxes to take it out of the 401k, but now the earnings from that point forward for the rest of your life, if done correctly, are going to be sheltered from taxes. So you have to make the right move in the right place. Remember, if you put this into an IRA, Frank, and you, it's Franco, I'm sorry, if you take this money and put it in an IRA, and then you do anything with it, whatever money you earn, you still can't use. You can't touch it until you pull it out. And when you pull it out, you're going to have to pay income taxes on it. And if you use leverage, you're going to have to pay income taxes plus penalties for using leverage within an IRA. So you're going to end up in a worse situation. You're just going to have to come in, get educated on why these facts are true, get with your CPA and verify that these facts are true, and I can show you numerically. If I have a chalkboard and a set of data to work with, I can show you numerically why it's better off to go ahead and pull the money out than it is to try to buy real estate inside of an IRA. Let's say you have $250,000. What can you buy? You buy two rent houses, right? That's all you can buy. With no leverage, you can only buy two rent houses. So nowhere near what you could do. You can't make $300,000 with $250,000 inside of a IRA 401k. It just can't happen. So again, you've got to understand all of the material. You can't just pull out the things that you think sound good. Boy, I like that. I want to make 100% return, but I want to do it inside of my IRA. Why do you want to do it inside your IRA? Because I don't want to pay tax on it. Well, you don't pay taxes on it anyway. I don't? No. Well, how's that work? Well, come to the seminar. I'll teach you how it works. But you are trying to avoid taxes that you're not even going to pay if you've done real estate correctly. Unfortunately, if you buy the stuff inside your IRA, you're not going to avoid those taxes because you're going to have to pay the taxes to get it out. Even if it's real estate income, which would be shelterable, if you put that inside of an IRA, it automatically becomes earned income when you take it out. And so income that you wouldn't have to pay taxes on, you're going to be forced to pay taxes on. Isn't that ironic? Almost oxymoronic. That you'd be doing exactly the opposite thing you're trying to accomplish by doing it that way. Next one says, after listening to your show on KLD Dallas for a few months, I went to the informational event. Signed up a meeting. We'll be attending a 2-day in 2 weeks. Meantime, I have been listening to your podcast and completed several classes in the hub. I can't wait to get started to learning the right way to do real estate. I'm leaning towards being a passive in multifamily and will decide after the 2-day. I will be putting money from my 401k. Yes. No, I will be pulling money from my 401k. Yes, I'm willing to pay the 10% penalty. Heck, I lost that much just last week in the market and taxes. I would like to use $150,000 to invest. My question is, should I take the $150,000 out and invest in one deal with all $150,000 or three deals at $50,000 each? You know, this one, Garland, it's something that you're going to have to sit down with us and discuss. Because if you wanted a big, giant capital gain, you might want to put it all in one big value play deal and double it. Now you got $300,000. On the other hand, if you're looking for some immediate cash flow, you might want to break it up and put part of it into a yield play and part of it into a capital gains. On the other hand, if you don't need a big, giant capital gain, you've got enough money, if you just want to put it into some yield plays, then you might want to put it in one really good one, or you might want to split it up between two and maybe even three people. A lot of people believe that if you diversify your investments, that you may be safer in that situation in case one particular deal doesn't work as well as the others. That may be logical. Because you're not in control of the deal yourself if you're passive. So there's some logic to that. But either way, you're going to need to sit down with us, and we'll help you figure it out. For the rest of you out there, remember this. We're not doing this just to make some money. We're doing this to create an unbelievable lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. See you next week.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
BizTalkRadio.com.